Amen. I know it's late, but do we have some more time? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sit down in the presence of the Lord today. You open our Bibles to the book of Haggai. Second chapter. Haggai chapter 2 and 6, 7, 8 and 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, that is in a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. One more time, Haggai chapter 2. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heavens and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the glory of the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory in the Bible is always symbolic of presence. Amen. Hallelujah. The presence of the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. The tangible anointing and the glory of God. How many of you believe that God is willing to shake everything around us and He is willing to pour out His glory upon us? There's going to be a shaking all around. Do you know that? There's going to be a shaking all around. Do not be troubled by the shaking that's going to happen all around, because when the shaking takes place, let me tell you that your life and my life, God is going to separate for His glory and for His kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There's going to be a shaking. I asked the Lord, Lord, what's the message for the new year? Hallelujah. The Lord said, there's already a shaking, but God said, there's going to be a real shaking. Amen. And do not be troubled, nor be upset when the shaking takes place around you, because that's a sign that God is going to move you to a fresh dimension of His glory. Amen. The shaking always symbolizes a quake or an earthquake for that matter. Amen. And time and again Jesus said, before I return, you will hear of earthquakes all around. Amen. There shall be messages of earthquakes all around. And when you see the earthquakes taking place all around, you will know my coming is very near. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, I have something beautiful here. It is said that sometimes revival seems to parallel natural phenomena. Let not the devil deceive you by what you see in the natural, Let me tell you, revival seems to parallel natural phenomena. For example, the Bible, and you will find, when the great Pentecostal awakening took place in 1906, when those people there, people whom the world considered nobodies, a lot of black people actually, there were not much of white people there, in Azusa Street, when they were gathered together, and while they were worshipping the Lord, they rested on a promise which said, Lord, your word declares that you shall send forth the Heavenly Spirit upon us. Amen. And we shall speak in new tongues. And they were meditating on that word and they were gathered together in prayer. The world rejected them. There were people who would pass by their prayer meetings who would throw stones at those windows. They would throw rotten eggs at those windows because they were making a lot of noise and they were spending time praying. But amidst that time, there was an earthquake in San Francisco. And immediately when the earthquake took place, people thought these guys would stop their prayer and get up and go. But they were not shaken. They were shaking around, but they were not shaken. Because while they were worshipping the Lord and tarrying on in the presence of God, history tells us the great Pentecostal anointing broke loose in this century. The anointing of God fell over those nations and over those people who were gathered there from different nations. They began to speak in new tongues. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is said that when the Wales revival took place, when Evan Roberts saw a vision from heaven, where God showed him and said, 1 million souls, Evan Roberts, that's what I'm going to give you, 1 million souls. And when he saw that vision, and while he was praying, and while he was kneeling down and saying to the Lord, Lord, bend us, bring us to that place of dependence on you, where we can see a fresh manifestation of your glory, and while he was crying forth in the Spirit, there was an earthquake that took place. Again, in the nearby region, I forget which place, but as that earthquake took place, still they tarried on in the presence of God and worshiped the Lord, and the glory began to fill the whole of Wales. Hallelujah. What you see with your natural eyes might be deceiving. What I'm trying to bring through into your life is this. Even in your natural lives, when there seems to be shakings, when things don't seem to go the same way that you think it has to go, when things are not working the way that you think it has to work out, and when there seems to be shaking in relationships, when people say you are a follower of Jesus, you're also one of those who get baptized, you're also one of them who follow the word of God, and when they begin to alienate you and reject you, when there seems to be a shaking of relationships, when there seems to be a shaking where business people are avoiding you, when friends are avoiding you, let me tell you, that is only a sign that the glory of God is going to appear over your life. That is only a sign that the glory of God is going to appear over your life. Amen. It's only a sign. Look in the New Testament worship. I was asking the Lord, why do troubles come to people? Why do believers go through struggles? God says sometimes they go through a shaking, but after that they taste the glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As a matter of fact, you know, when you look at the Bible, you will find in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, when Ezekiel the prophet is being taken up by the Spirit of God, and God is flipping him in a valley, and where he's seeing just bones set apart there, lying around there. Hallelujah. No life, nothing, just bones, empty, dry bones. He's supposed to preach a message in a graveyard. Hallelujah. There are some tough places that I've gone and preached in, but never in a graveyard. What a calling upon his life. Hallelujah. He's standing there and preaching in that graveyard. And my Bible says when he started preaching, there was a shaking. Hallelujah. There was a shaking. There was a shaking. There was a shaking. My brother, my sister, when you declare the word of God, there is a shaking. Hallelujah. There was a shaking in that place. Amen. And then the bones were knit together. Hallelujah. And the wind of God began to come upon those bones and they become alive. Hallelujah. And when the prophet is looking at them, he's seeing a mighty army marching out. Let me tell you, you might lie down here today and say, hey, nothing has happened to me during those days of fasting and prayer. But let me tell you, oh dry bone, being knit together, the glory of God is going to show up in your life. You have been shaken for a while, but now is the night when the glory will fill your heart. The glory of God. Amidst the shaking, knitting together, they got up. Till then they were victims, but now they are an army, more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victims, this is time for you to get up. You are going to be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I was asking the Lord, Lord, the first time in 11 years, when God called me and when God asked me to pastor, I said to the Lord one thing. Lord, I don't even want a miracle ministry. What I want is this, that where I pastor, I want love. I want unity. I want your holiness and I want that perfect love. Lord, I just want that. I pray, I desire. That's all. No fightings, no quarrels, no grumblings. Please, Lord. That's only possible by your spirit, nothing by human efforts. And I was praying and praying and praying. And for the first time in 11 years of the ministry, somebody comes to me and says, I'm going. That shook me. That shook me more than anything that you know. That shook me. I said, Lord, first time in 11 years of ministry, somebody comes and says, I'm going. I said, that shook me. But the Lord said, that's only a sign. Because by next year, you will find knit together people. Knit together people. The church of Jesus Christ is being born in this city. Hallelujah. People are going to see the glory of God in this city. Hallelujah. It's not going to be through anywhere else, but it's going to be through your life and my life. Let me tell you, God is going to take us forward. God is going to take us forward. Everywhere that you were despised and rejected, people are going to call you to pray. Because the anointing of God is going to come upon your lives. This is a prophecy over this ministry. You're going to rise up as a church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Hallelujah. There are going to be some militant, strong people in this place in the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the shaking place take place all around you. But let me tell you, God is raising you up as an army. God is raising up an army. Lift your hand and say, Lord, make me a part of it. Hallelujah. Lord, make them, each one of us, a part of your great move. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, all through the Bible you will find shaking. Are you with me? And glory. When Moses received the Ten Commandments on the mountain, there was an earthquake. The entire mountain began to tremble. Hallelujah. But Moses was not at all disturbed. The glory of God was showing up in his life. Hallelujah. Let the whole mountain crumble. Hallelujah. Let the whole place quake. But let me tell you, my brother, my sister, the glory of God is going to show up in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross, Matthew 27 and verse 54 says, there was an earthquake. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. We follow the Master. Hallelujah. Blessed be in the name of the Lord. When Jesus died on the cross, there was an earthquake all around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What is that for that he died on the cross? I was asking the Lord, oh, what's the word for next year? What is our prophetic direction of God in which we should go? What's the promise for next year? And the Lord gave me one word. Isaiah 63. The 63rd chapter of Isaiah. The 63rd chapter of Isaiah and the 4th verse. It says, for the day of vengeance is in my heart and the year of my redeemed has come. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hand and say, it is my year tomorrow, this next year. It is my year. It is my year. I am the redeemed of the Lord. The next year is my year. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. It's not going to be the year of the devil. It's not going to be the year of the Antichrist. It is going to be your year and my year. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Oh, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. You and me are the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. The redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Any redeemed people sitting here tonight? Hallelujah. It's going to be your year. Your time of patience is over. Now it is under stage for you, my brother. Hallelujah. Your time of hanging on in faith is getting over. This is the time you're going to see the substance of your faith. You're going to see the glory of God over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The time of waiting is over. Some of you this year, you are struggling in your sin. You are struggling in your bondage, thinking, will you ever get out of the mess you are in? Let me tell you, the year going to be is the year of the redeemed. You are redeemed by the blood out of your bondage into the blessing of God. Hallelujah. It's the year of the redeemed. This year you thought the devil was through with you. You thought you have fallen so low, so deep, so much, that there is no way you're going to come out. But the next year is going to be the year, hallelujah, of you and me, the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. You believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Next year it's going to be a year of victory. Hallelujah. I prophesy over your life. It's going to be a year of victory. It's going to be a year of blessing. It's going to be a year of the blessing of God. It's going to be a year of the glory of God. Your long dark nights of sorrow and tears, of pain and of shakings are over. Hallelujah. Anybody dare to believe with me on that word? Hallelujah. Anybody dare to believe with me on that word? Oh, yes. It's victory at last. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You thought you were finished. How many of you thought this year you were finished? Come on, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, this is the word that the Lord gave, the year of the redeemed. Next year is going to be the year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. You are not finished. Your days of blessing to the Lord is only going to start. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's say, the year of the redeemed. Something to look forward to. Shaking all around, but this is the year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I see somebody here in this ministry having a business that will stretch you into a blessing all through the length and breadth of this nation. And wherever you go, you will be a blessing and you will carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. God shows me people living for different nations carrying the flame of God. This year will be the year in which you will see the hand of God picking you up and taking you across the nation. Let me prophesy over the lives of people here in this place in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are going to see the chains of financial bondage that you were under being broken. The year of the redeemed has come. The year of the redeemed has come. The year of the redeemed has come. Psalm 107 says, when the people of Israel left Egypt, when they were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they came up with the silver and with the gold. That's what Haggai says. When the shaking takes place, let me tell you, the Lord is saying, the silver and gold is mine. Whatever is there for you will come into your hands. The blessing of God will come. Receive it in the name of the Lord by faith now. The blessing of God over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to see houses being built. You've been praying for a long years. Let me tell you, you're going to see houses being built. You will have a house of your own. You will see land of your own. You will see house buildings coming up. God is blessing you. You will see a furtherance in your business. This is the word of the Lord. Next year shall be the year of the redeemed. Out of poverty into the blessing. Out of defeat into the prosperity of God. It is going to be the year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, my Bible says here, shaking. When Jesus died for your redemption, there was an earthquake around. But the glory is for us. Hallelujah. Amen. As a matter of fact, my Bible says when Jesus resurrected on the third day, there was an earthquake. Hallelujah. There was an earthquake. Hallelujah. There was an earthquake and the glory of God showed up. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 says there was an earthquake. The people were shaken. The gods were shaken. Hallelujah. What makes you think? Let me tell you, ask you this. See, what are you and me facing that the early Christians did not face? They had the real Roman Empire against them, which was the most powerful nation at that time. They were a minority. They had the entire religious society against them. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were hating the believers. Hallelujah. Religion against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Religion against you. Nations against you. Political parties against you. Hallelujah. But that is where the church of Jesus Christ grew. Because the resurrection glory of Jesus Christ rested upon the disciples. That same anointing, that same infilling, the same glory that showed upon the day of Pentecost is going to show up in your life and my life. If you believe tonight, the glory of God will be upon your life tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The year of the redeemed. Some of you are going to get married this year. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to get married this year. Some of you are going to have again new babies. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless you. Some of you are having revival now. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the word the Lord gave me. The Lord said to the other people, when you see the shaking, whether it be in your personal life or around, that is just in the natural. But the real thing is, the Lord is so near to you. The Lord is so near to you. What you see with your natural eye can be deceiving. Amen. Can be deceiving. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Acts 16 verses 25 and 26. Can somebody read it for me?
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, before the glory showed up, there was a shaking. Hallelujah. There's nothing more miserable than you being tied and in the inner room of a prison. When you think that's finished your ministry forever. Paul and Silas at Acts 13 had received a word from God, and the Holy Spirit himself had sent them out of the church in Antioch saying, you're going to be missionaries. You're going to be servants of the living God. And they had gone with a desire to serve the Lord. But in between, there were things that happened against their lives which put them in the prison. Are you in a way between, hallelujah, the blessing of God because somebody has hindered your ministry? Because you feel that somebody has tied the chains on your feet and on your hands? And you feel as if you are in a prison? Let me tell you, there is a shaking. But let me tell you, the glory of God is going to show up. Your ministry is not over. The time of your ministering is not over. Hallelujah. You're going to minister for the Lord. Anybody wants to minister for the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, next year is going to be the year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this year we had the attacks of the enemy in different places. But let me say that the next year is the year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. We had a bunch of shares of struggles. Hallelujah. But next year we're going to tell the devil where he belongs. Hallelujah. We're going to show him the place where he has to go. Hallelujah. We're going to see the glory of God sweep over our beings and take a hold over us. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why on New Year's night, 31st night, read Psalm 63:4 and say, Lord, this is my year. I'm going to walk into it on the power of your word. This is my year. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, that's the word. Shaking, but glory. Shaking, but glory. Shaking, but glory. Some of you are shaken out of old relationships. You're wondering what's going to happen to you. Amen. Some of you are shaken in different places. Let me tell you, hallelujah. Do not get discouraged. Hallelujah. The glory of God is going to show up in your life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something simple here. In Esther 4 and verse 14, the book of Esther, 4th chapter and verse 14. Can somebody read it for me, please? Esther 4:14.
For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews, for the Jews, from another place, but you and your father's house will perish.
The word that I want to highlight is relief and deliverance, or deliverance. Certain words uses the word deliverance and enlargement, or enlargement and deliverance. Amen. What I want to highlight is this: when the shaking takes place. And when you find that you are in a prison like a Paul and a Silas, let me tell you, not only does the deliverance take place, but there is a furtherance. Come on. Some of you have been only been praying for deliverance. God will bless you with the deliverance, but not totally be satisfied with the deliverance, because there is also going to be an enlargement, a relief, a furtherance for you. Amen. When the shaking took place in the prison, amen. The simple principle of deliverance is always this. When God's people are ever put in a prison by the enemy, no matter in what kind of prison, whether it be the prison of sin or financial bondage or relationship entanglements or whatever kind of prison the enemy tries to put you in, let me tell you, when God brings you out, hallelujah, amidst the time of your shaking, not only is there a deliverance for you, but there is a furtherance for you. Hallelujah. The years that you lost, the Lord will restore it back to you. The years which the enemy plundered from you, my God will restore it back to you. Amen. A furtherance. Hallelujah. A furtherance. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, I'm going to be furthered in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Say it out in faith. Say it out in faith. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I love that. Amen. The year of the redeemed. Amen. That you know what it means? When you think you have waited long enough, nothing has happened. When you are on the point of having given up every hope, the Lord says your year begins. You have a simple principle. In the book of Genesis chapter 16, the 16th chapter of Genesis, the 15th chapter, pardon me, and the 16th verse. Then the Lord is speaking to Abraham, when Abraham is making a covenant with him. And the Lord is saying, you shall have the land of promise. Amen? God is giving a promise to Abraham and saying, you shall have the land. God is making a covenant with Abraham. And when God is making a covenant with Abraham, this is what he says. But in the fourth generation, the 16th verse, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when the children of Israel, the patriarch fathers, Abraham, when God is saying to Abraham, Abraham, your descendants are going to enjoy the promised land. But amidst the time, your descendants will be in slavery for a period of time. Till the year of the Amorites are over, they will be in slavery. But then their redemption will show forth. Then the blood of the Lamb will show upon the doorpost of their hopes. And that's the day they're going to walk out of 430 years of slavery. It happened. Every prophecy that God gives in His Word will happen. That is why I say to you, everything that the Holy Ghost declares from this pulpit tonight will happen. If you believe it tonight, the year of the Amorites or the enemy in your life is going to be cancelled. And you're going to see the enemy's time is over. It's the year of the redeemed. You're going to walk forth. Amen. They had come to a point of almost having given up. But then the year began. Hallelujah. Then their furtherance began. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you look at the Bible, it's amazing. See, sometimes it looks like as if Jesus has not showed up in time. Are you with me? I do not know whether you have had this thought in your life. If only. Once I gave a message, and a person came to me and said, Pastor, if only you had given this message before. There are some if onlys in your life. Have you seen that? Amen. There's an if only concerning your past. If only I had not done what I had done. Come on. That's what Mary said in the Gospel of John 11. Lazarus is dead. She's given up all hope. Jesus is coming after 3 days. The fourth day Jesus comes. And she says, if only you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Come on, dude. I don't think you get it. Do you? The time of if onlys are over. Amen. Jesus is going to show up now. Amen. Hallelujah. He could have been at the petty boy, what can you do about it? But this is the year of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Amen. If only. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus showed up. And you know what she said? She said, oh, if only, Lord, you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And the Lord said, don't you believe? And immediately she's saying, Lord, I know. I have faith that He will resurrect on the final day. And Jesus said, I am the present, am the resurrection, and the life. Hallelujah. Some of you are saying, I knew if the Lord was here, this wouldn't have happened to me. But this happened. Let me tell you, now the Lord is showing up and telling you something. Hallelujah. The time of your waiting is over. The time of Amorites is over. The time of your redemption has shown forth. The time of your blessing has shown forth. It's time for you to be enlarged and to step on forward and go on forward. Amen. Hallelujah. If only you should cancel from your mind and say, Lord, I thank you. The year of the redeemed. My past is behind me. My Lazarus is going to resurrect. My Lazarus is going to resurrect. My Lazarus is going to resurrect. And not on the final day, but this year, Lord. Hallelujah. This year you're going to see. Hallelujah. The glory of God. Amen. This is a word which God gave me. What God has asked me to declare, I have declared it. Hallelujah. His word and the power of God has got the power to see forth that everything that He has declared will come to pass over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. May the resurrected hand of Jesus Christ be upon you. And may you enjoy the blessing of the year of the redeemed and move in the precious anointing of God. When shaking takes place around you, let me tell you, church, do not be afraid. Do not panic. The glory of God is your covering and my covering. We're going to be covered in the glory of God. Amen. Tonight, let us stand up in our places in prayer. Lift your hearts and your hands to the Lord and just thank Him for what He's done. Just thank Him. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ujala and the Narada Janahatta. Oh, hallelujah.
O Rabarabado Kalbalabada de Bare Shikarabaro, O Rabarabado Kalbalabanda Bado de Gare, O Rabaru Kalbalabada de Shikara, Undura de Badabadi Gadunda Gaduda Gadundo, Ribadadu Shauda Rabade. Glory, Lord, glory, 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 and honor belongs to you. Jesus, you alone are worthy of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Urabana Padushikara, Urabana Madushikara, Urabana Dikala,
Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana Dikala, Urabana